Hi, this is Mr. Williford at Joe Baca Middle School in Colton Joint Unified School District here with the passing period, where we're bringing key information to all educators out there regarding different instructional strategies and standards out there. Today, I'm here with Mr. Eric Enciso. He's the Director of Nutrition Services in Colton Joint Unified School District.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having us.
And so we're here today to talk about nutrition and how it relates to academic success. So, Eric, I'm going to lead off with my first big question, which is, why is nutrition so key and so important to making sure students are academically successful?
It's a great question, and what I like to do is always give a connection to how a person actually feels. So my answer to that is, have you ever felt hangry yourself? And when you're hangry, what does that mean? That means you're irritable. That means you cannot concentrate. That means if someone's trying to have a conversation with you, chances are you're not paying attention. But us as adults, we know when we're hangry. But a student sitting in a classroom, they may not know why they're feeling irritable. They may not know why am I not grasping this complex idea. So I think it's very important that students have food in their stomach, that they have the nutrition that they need. So whether it comes from us or whether it comes from home, but I think students should always have breakfast, lunch, and possibly a snack.
Okay, and that's really good information for our listeners out there to know, especially for our parents, even for our educators at the school sites. But then, so the next question then, so why is the food that we serve so important? Why should we be eating our food at our school sites?
Beautiful. Yes, great question. The thing that I think puts us apart from the food that students are accustomed to eating at home is every day we offer them fruits and vegetables. At breakfast, we do fruits, and at lunch, we do fruits and vegetables. We try to make those fruits and vegetables fresh fruit as much as possible, but given the growing season, cold snaps, sourcing some of those products sometimes is a challenge. So when we do have canned peaches, canned diced pears, things like that, that is different also from what they see in the private sector because it's in its own natural juices. It's not in heavy syrup, it's not in any of that. So having that nutrition is vital. So that's one component, the fruits and vegetables offered daily. Another thing that I'm proud of is our level of sodium. If you ever go out to, let's say, a Shakey's buffet, and I'm not shaming them, but a place where you have a meal that has a lot of sodium, how do you feel after? Usually you have a headache, or you can be very thirsty.
Yeah, and I'll have to comment on that. I mean, I'll drink 100 sodas, and then that's not good for you either.
Right, because those have sodium. Even if you read the label, it'll say that there's sodium in there. So what the body is doing is it's saying, hey, I need water because my body has a lot of sodium in it and I need to get to an equilibrium, so I need water. So imagine that your student goes and has a high sodium meal and then comes into your classroom and the first thing that they want to do is they want to leave to get water. So that's another thing. And then the last thing that I'll end with is our whole grain rich. All of our grains are whole grain rich. You might see that we have pizza on our menu, but that is a whole grain rich crust. Whole grain rich means that the body takes a little bit longer to process that, which means you're not going to get a big insulin spike, which means you're not going to have that insulin crash. So have you ever seen a kid or have you ever had a meal and then it's a big carbo refined and then you have that crash after? You don't want that happening in your classroom.
Oh, no, and that exactly, and that which definitely would impact, you know, academic achievement and learning. So I guess my other question I would have, though, for you, though, after learning about the nutrition pieces and the value of it, is what other ways can we get this information out to parents? What are you guys willing to do as far as, you know, getting this information out so that not just the schools are informed of the value, but parents are informed, the community is informed, to make sure that they're helping get their kids to eat on a consistent basis?
Oh, that's great. We're very proud of our department website, which is lunchatcolton.net. Right there, we have a lot of information that families can use, our menus. But a very big thing that we're pushing this year is the wellness. Our wellness committee is going to be meeting. What we'd like to do is have a wellness document that we can present to our Board of Education that says, these key stakeholders find this information vital and necessary, and then allow them to either, you know, give us some guidance as to whether to adopt that. And then from that document, we make some flyers and other manageable information that we could pass out to families.
Well, it sounds like you guys are doing a lot of really good things over there in Nutrition Services, and I do want to thank you for taking the time today to meet with me during the passing period and give us some great knowledge and information on the inner workings of nutrition and how it helps with students.
It was my pleasure. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
It's about here, and I know it's hard.